The Oldie Lunch Recordings presents Belle Mooney talking about her book, Lifelines, Words to See You Through. Sponsored by Doro, number one in the senior mobile market.
I've had a request. I'll make this very quick. Parrot joke part two. This is quick. A man's parrot was swearing a lot, and he rebuked it and said, are you going to keep on swearing? And the parrot said, why don't you... So he said to a friend of his, the parrot's driving me mad, swearing. And his friend said, stick him in the fridge for 5 minutes. He'll get the message. So he stuck him in the fridge, timed it 5 minutes, took the parrot out, and he said, are you going to swear? He said, all right, I won't. The parrot looked back in the fridge and said, what did that chicken do? Now, what... Moving rapidly along, our next speaker has a listening ear and then dispenses straight and clear advice that is both wise and warm to those who weather an emotional storm, breaking down due to a breakup, love and loss. Each time she'll take up the case, she has a tale to tell. Enough. I now happily ring her bell. Belle Mooney.
I feel I've really got to watch my watch after that performance. It's great to be here, and I feel a bit of a fraud, really, because we're here, we have a beautifully researched biography, and there we have a scintillating novel, and my book is really an anthology of my column, but a lot of pain and suffering and love has gone into it, so therefore I'm entitled to be here. We call the book Lifelines, and when you think of, you know, what's a lifeline? It takes you into Gypsy Rose Lee territory, doesn't it, first? You know, the lifeline is that one on your finger. Well, you know, tell you a little story. In 2002, I went and had my palm read in Bath. This woman came to me, highly recommended, and she looked at my lifeline and my love line, and she said, oh, I was going to have such a fantastic future. Everything was hunky-dory in my life. What she didn't tell me was that the next year, exactly a year later, my husband was going to leave me. I wanted to say, hey, lady, ever thought of retraining? So, I don't think that I can look at my lifeline and tell the story of my life. I once went to see a psychotherapist who said, little experiment, you could all do this. You get a bit of paper and you draw a line, across the bottom, and on it you put all the big things in your life that matter to you, and that's the line of your life. Well, it's quite interesting what comes up. You could try it. Some things might shock you, but don't do it if your partner's around, because you might put all your old lovers, and that wouldn't be good. A third sort of lifeline is what we all think of is help, and that's what I think my column tries to do. Every week I dispense advice in the great and glorious Daily Mail. I started off in the Times for 2 years, and I found, interestingly, that the kind of problems were exactly the same and in the same volume. I could fill the page every week with a letter from a sad woman about a bad husband, or sometimes a sad husband, but I don't. So the other subjects are obviously sex, obviously drugs, not rock and roll, but bereavement, loss, sadness, sorrow. I take it very seriously, even though I'm speaking with a certain degree of levity. So for 10 years I've been doing this, ladies and gentlemen. It was a career move I didn't expect. I'd written lots of novels. I'd written lots of children's books. I'd been a journalist for years and years and years and years. I'm very old. And suddenly I was an advice columnist. What qualifies you to be that? And then I thought, well, I've been round the block several times, and we won't go into some of my experiences, but you know, life puts you into training. And so I thought, especially being divorced, that I was qualified to give advice. There's a wonderful quote in Virgil's Aeneid. It's Queen Dido of Carthage, and she says, not unacquainted with grief, I learn to aid the unhappy. So I think that's what qualifies me to do it. In my column, I think it's unique among advice columns, thanks to the editor of the Daily Mail, because it gives me a lot of space. And each week I have two letters, and I have a side column which is called And Finally. I see some of you nodding. I see there's some readers here. And in that, I can write about anything. I could write about you, meeting you here. I could write about going to the British Museum, where I was this morning. I write about follow-ups, and some of the follow-ups are in this book, because people write to me with what's happened after they've read my advice. I'll tell you one quick story. A man called Adrian. Adrian writes to me. He's miserable. He's overweight. He's lonely. He wants a girlfriend, but he's fat, and he spends his whole week drunk. Promising, eh, ladies? Really promising. You're going to really like Adrian. He lives like a slob, and he tells me, so I think, what do I do? Do I say, oh, you poor baby? Oh, the poor Adrian. No. I gave it to him with two barrels and told him basically to, pull himself together. Not a phrase advice columnists should use. But I did. And I had one reader write to me and say what a horrible person I was, and it would be my fault if Adrian committed suicide. Do you know what happened? I heard from Adrian a month later. He had taken Auntie Belle's advice. He'd painted his flat. He'd stopped drinking. And because I told him he should get out and do things, he went to the public library to look at activities, you know, in your public library. And when he was in the public library, guess what he did? He started talking to a lady, and they were now dating. So I decided to sing with hot chocolate, I believe in miracles. See, it can happen. My message, the message of this book, the message of my column, is that life may be miserable, life may be shitty, but actually, if you take some control over it, you can change your life. My life has changed writing the column. I didn't expect it. It's a wonderful experience, and I love my readers, no matter how miserable they make me sometimes. But I have a really positive spin on it, because each week I also put an uplifting quote at the top of the page. And that uplifting quote each week, people cut them out and put them, you know, to think about. And I have a website in which I explain why I've chosen that quote this week. And it all adds up to, I think, what reason people like it is that they think that I'm a friend. And I'm going to tell you in the privacy of this room that I actually feel like a friend. So I am throwing out lifelines. If any of you feel you'd like one, you can either buy this book or you can write to me at the Daily Mail. I never put names, so if you've got problems, you know where to come. And I have to tell you that this is the best job I've ever done in a very long career. Thank you very much.
The Oldie Magazine Recordings. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for The Oldie 2015.